There's been a fair amount, as there often is in all levels of football, talk about finance, particularly this week, suggestions from various clubs that the actual viability of the conference might be in question. I wonder what your thoughts are on that.
I think the viability of the conference is a really difficult job, particularly for clubs like Nuneaton, but at the same time, I think it also affects bigger clubs. You look at Luton Town, came into the league, took 5 years to be here. The big, big difference is that, you know, League Two sides and Conference National sides, you know, there's something like £550,000 different in income coming in from the league, and you've now got something like 18 or 19 full-time teams in the league. You speak to a lot of professionals in the game, you know, and they don't see a massive difference in the standard of football from League Two and Conference National, so, you know, that... But there's a massive difference in the financial difference between the two leagues.
And how do you balance that desire to obviously splash the cash and perhaps the glory that comes with it with a sustainable future?
Well, it isn't sustainable. It's as simple as that. You've got to rely on income from outside sources, be that directors or businesses. It just isn't sustainable. You know, even if you look at the levels to the support that Luton Town had when they're in the league, you know they've got a playing budget, you know, rumoured to be in excess of £1 million. There are teams in the league now with playing budgets, you know, and you've got League One teams with lower playing budgets than some Conference National teams. So it isn't sustainable from that point of view. It's got to be reliant on people investing. Obviously, as ourselves, as a part-time team, we have to. Look to live within our means, but it is a real tough task from moving up from either Conference North or Conference South into a national league that is predominantly full-time based.
What do you feel is the biggest challenge that clubs at this level face financially?
Well, the biggest challenge is to meet your outgoings generally. So I think one really positive thing that has been done by the football conference is the delivery of a scheme that's got the HMRC debt under control. If you look at the recent report from the football conference, you now got two teams in the Conference National that have £25,000 worth of debt with HMRC. If you compare that to, you know, £1 million of debt only a few years ago, I mean, that's a fantastic achievement. And I think you've got to take a credit to the conference and the board in the actions that they've taken the teams for obviously looking after that scheme and supporting it and bringing the debt down. So, you know, we are talking about more investment coming into clubs and where it comes from. But from, you know, clubs are taking a responsibility, and that clearly shows it.
I just lastly wondered what you think, if there was one thing perhaps the FA or perhaps the conference or even you as a club would and could do to improve the situation, what would you like to see happen?
I think there's lots and lots of, personally, I've got lots of personal opinions on the differential between the Football League and Conference National. I think that, you know, the two up, two down is a problem, because I think you find that teams come out of the league and they get trapped in Conference National, so and they've already got a debt level with not just players' contracts, but the amount of staff they have on board and everything else that they will struggle to manage. If they don't come out of the league at the first opportunity and the parachute payment's gone, then teams can't, you know, they can't survive without big investment. So I think there's got to be a clearer way for teams to go up and down. Obviously, we have the Greg Dyke League Three, which is, you know, for a real insult to professional football, I believe, in England. And, you know, it could be more a matter of getting a better loan system where players at Premier League clubs are getting the experience with Conference National clubs that are full-time, and a better system to encourage that. It would also, and some assistance more from the Football League and the Conference, from the Premier League to support Conference National. You know, it is the fifth professional league in the country. It's a national league, and some way or another, there needs to try and find a way to reduce that gap in the different financial benefits for the teams in it.